Revi. Velizvulun Omar, and about Zvulun, Moshe said, Simach Zvulun, rejoice and be successful, Zvulun. Bitseisecho, when you go out to do business. V'yisachar, and Yisachar should be successful, Ba'olecho, in your tents, when you learn your Torah. And the reason why Zvulun is mentioned before Yisachar, although Yisachar was older than Zvulun, Rashi tells us, because Yisachar's Torah was totally dependent on the support that he received from Zvulun. So Yisachar Ba'olecho was only possible because of Zvulun. Therefore Zvulun is mentioned first, because Yisachar would not be able to learn Torah without Zvulun. And because Zvulun supported Yisachar, Yisachar was able to learn and set up calendars from which Klal Yisrael would know when to make the Yomim Tovim. And the Pasuk says, Amim, nations, referring to the Shvatim, because each Shevet is called Am, a nation. As Rashi said earlier in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, on the words Af Choyvev Amim. So Amim, the Shvatim, Har Yikro'u, will gather by Har HaMaria on the Shalosh Regalim. Shom Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek, there they will shech karbonos of righteousness. They will bring karbonos nedava, which are called karbonos of righteousness, not karbonos for their sins. And this will be done on the regalim, which were determined by the calendars set up by Shevet Yisachar. Ki shefa yamim yinoku, because Yisachar and Zevulun will suckle the abundance of the sea, and therefore Yisachar will have time to learn. Usifune, and that which is hidden. Tmune choil, the treasures of the sand. Usifune, and that which is hidden, is referring to the tuna fish and the chalazon, which are hidden on the bottoms of the oceans. And they will be found in the chelik of Yisachar and Zevulun. And tmune choil, the treasures of the sands, referring to white glass, which were made from the sand, will also be found in the chelik of Yisachar and Zevulun. And Rashi brings down a second pshat in Amim Har Yikro, Sham Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek. According to this pshat, Amim does not refer to the Shvatim, but rather Amim, the nations of the world. The nations of the world, when they come to do business with Zevulun, they will say, once we're here already, let us take a look what these Jews are all about. Let us see what Judaism is all about. And they will come to the Beis HaMikdash to check out and see what Klal Yisrael is doing. Amim, the nations of the world, Har Yikro'u, will gather by Har HaMaria, and they will be so impressed with Judaism that Shum over there, they will become Gerim, and Yizbuchu Zivchei Tzedek, they will bring the karbonos that a Ger must bring. Zot Rashi Pasuk Yud Ches, V'lizvulun Omar, and about Zvulun he said, Elu Chamisha Shvatim Sheberach Barach Rona, these five Shvatim that Moshe benched at the end, Zvulun, God, Don, Naphtali, V'osher, Kefel Shmoisehem, their names are repeated in the Bracha. For example, over here, V'lizvulun Omar, Simach Zvulun B'tzeisecho, and by God, U'legod Omar, Baruch Marchiv God, their names are repeated, L'chazkam U'lehagbiram, to strengthen them and to fortify them, L'fisha hayu chaloshim shebechol ha-shvatim, because these five were the five weakest ones of the Shvatim. Heim heim shehoilich Yosef lefnei Pharaoh. They were the ones that Yosef brought before Pharaoh. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, U'miksei echov loka chamisha anoshim. And Yosef took the five weaker of his brothers. And these were the five. L'fishenirim chaloshim, since they looked weaker, V'lo yosim oisam loy sorim l'chamtoi, and Pharaoh will not use them as military officers. This Rashi is going according to the Shita of the Gemara, that says that the ones whose names are repeated are the weaker ones. However, the Shita of the Medrash is just the opposite. The ones whose names are repeated were the stronger ones. V'ayin in Rashi, Parashas Vayigash, Perik Mem Zayin, Pasuk Beis. And according to Rashi over here, that the ones whose names are repeated were the weaker ones, how does that fit with what the Pasuk says further about Shevet Gad, that they were so mighty that V'toraf Zeroya Af Kodkoy, in one blow, they would cut off the head and the arm of the enemy? Maskil David answers that they only became that powerful after Moshe's bracha over here. Zot Rashi, Smach Zvulun b'tzeisecho v'yisachar ba'olecho, Zvulun v'yisachar osu shutfes. Zvulun and Yisachar made a partnership. Zvulun l'chayf yamim yishkan. Zvulun lived by the seashore. V'yoytzei l'prakmatya. And he went out to do business b'svinois on ships. U'mishtaker, and he profited. V'noisein l'tech piv shel Yisachar, and he supported Yisachar. V'heim yoyshvim v'oiskin b'tayra, and they would sit and be busy with Torah. Lefikach, therefore, hiktim Zevulun liYisachar. Zevulun was placed before Yisachar, even though Yisachar was older. Shetayrasai shel Yisachar, Ayyadei Zevulun Haisa, because the Torah of Yisachar was only possible through the support of Zevulun. Samach Zevulun B'Tseisecha, Hatzlach B'Tseyoscha L'Schara, be successful when you go out to do business. B'Yisachar Hatzlach, and Yisachar should be successful, B'Yeshivas O'Halecha L'Torah, when you sit down in your tents to learn Torah. Leishev to sit Ula Aber Shonim, and to make leap years, V'Lekvoya Chadoshim, and to set up the months. K'may Shenema, like the Pasuk said, U'Mibnei Yisachar, and from the children of Yisachar, Yoidei Bina Le'itim, the ones who understood to make the times, Roshayim Mosayim, their leaders were 200. Roshi Sanhedriyais, the head of the Sanhedrin from Shevi Yisachar, Hayu Oiskim Bekach, they were busy with this, with making the calendars and the times. Va'alpi Kvius Itayim, and according to the times that they set, the Iburehem and their leap years, Klal Yisrael would make their Yomim Tovim. Amim, nations, shall shift the Yisrael of the Shvatim. Here too, Rashi says Am means each Shevet. So each Shevet, Har Yikro, Lahar HaMariah Yeosefu, they will gather at Har HaMariah. And the reason why gathering is called Yikro is because Kol Asifa Al Yedei Kriya, anytime people are gathered, it is through calling. Misham Yizbechu Beragolim Zivchei Tzedek, and over there, on the Yomim Tovim, they will shecht Karbonos of Righteousness. Ki Shefa Yamim Yinoku, because the abundance of the sea they will suckle, referring to Yisachar Vizvulun, the Yehelohem Pnai Lasek B'Torah, and Yisachar will then have time to learn Torah. Usifune, and that which is hidden, Tmune Choyl, the treasures of the sand. Kisuye, the things that are hidden, Tmune Choyl, the treasures of the sand, which is Taurus, Tunafish, Vichilozoin, and Vichilozoin, Uzechuchis, Levona, and white glass, Hayoitzim and Hayom, that come out of the sea, Umin Achoil, and the sand. The tuna and the chilazon come out of the sea and are learnt out of the pasuk usifune, and that which is covered under the ocean. And tmune choil, the treasures of the sand, is referring to the white glass. Umechelkoi shall Yisachar v'zvulun hoya, and this was in the chelik of Yisachar and Zevulun. K'moshe amru b'mesech de Megillah, like Chazal say in Mesech de Megillah, Zevulun am cheref nafshe lomus. Zevulun was so upset that he wanted to die, mishum de Naftali amaroi mesodeh, because Naphtali was on the heights of the field. Shehayu Misraim Zevulun al Chelkoi, because Zevulun was upset about his portion. And he said, La'ochi to my brother Naphtali, Nosata Sodas Ukromim, you gave fields and vineyards. And he was not happy with his portion, until Hashem told him, Usifune Tmune Choyl, you have the tuna fish, the chilozoin, and the white glass. Zakrashi Usifune, Lashon Kisoi, this is an expression of covering. The tuna and the chilozoin, which are covered under the sea. Like the Pasuk says, Vayispon es Abayis, and he covered the house, and so too, Vesofon be'erez, and he covered it with cedar, Vitagumer, like Targum says, Umetalo bikiyori arza, and he covered it with panels of cedar. Zokrashi davar acher, another pshat in the words, Amim har yikro, Ayde prakmate shal Zevulun, through the business of Zevulun, Tagri umois ha'olim bo'i melartsoi, the merchants of the Goyim will come to his land. Who I made al safar, and he lives on the border. The Haim Omrim and the Goyim will say, Hoyel v'nitzta arnu ad kan, once we have troubled ourselves up to this point, Nelech ad Yerushalayim, let us go to Yerushalayim, v'nira ma'yir osa shal umazu, and let us see what the God of this nation is all about, umama aseho, and what are the practices of this nation. The Haim Royim, and they see, kol Yisrael oivdim lelika echod, that all of Klal Yisrael worship one God, va'ichlim ma'achal echod, and they eat one type of food. L'fishor akum, because by the Goyim, Elehush shel zeh, loik Elehush shel zeh. The God of this one is not like the God of the other one. U'ma'acholei shel zeh, loik ma'acholei shel zeh. And this person's food is different than the other person's food. V'heim omrim, and the Goyim will say, Ein uma kashera kazu, there is no nation that is as proper as this nation. U'misgayer in shom, and they will be megayer over there. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Shom yizbuchu zivchei tzedek, over there they will shecht karbonos of righteousness, referring to the karbonos that they will bring when they will become a ger. Kishefa yamim yinoku, because the abundance of the sea they will suckle. This is referring to Zevulun v'Yisachar, Zevulun and Yisachar. Even though the first part of the pasuk was talking about the goyim, however, kishefa yamim yinoku is switching back to Yisachar and Zevulun. Hayom noisin lohem momen b'shefa, the sea gives them an abundance of money. And with that, Zevulun will be able to do business, and Yisachar will be able to learn Torah. And the pasuk continues with Moshe's bracha about Shevet Gad. Until this point, Rashi explained the order in which Moshe benched the Shvatim. Reuven was first, followed by Yehuda, since both Reuven and Yehuda confessed their sin. Included in the bracha of Yehuda was the bracha for Shimon. Next came Levi, who is supposed to come at that point, followed by Binyamin, whom the Beis HaMikdash was built in his chelek, therefore connecting him to Levi, who did the Avodah. After Binyamin came Yosef, whom Mishkan Shilai was built in his chelek, therefore connecting him to Binyamin. After that came Zevulun and Yisachar, who were supposed to come at that point. Just that Zevulun is placed before Yisachar, because it was only through Zevulun's financial support that allowed Yisachar to learn. The last four are Gad, Dan, Naphtali, and Asher. The proper order should have been Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and then Asher. Gad seems to be out of sequence over here, and we must understand why he was placed at this point. In Sefer Shari Aharon, he brings down an answer. Since Moshe was buried in the chelek of God, therefore God had a chashivus and was moved up in the order. And the pasuk continues, Ulegad Omar, and about God Moshe said, Baruch Marchiv God, blessed is the one who broadens God, which means God's land would extend toward the east as he captured more nations. God lived in the land of Sichem Ve'og, on the east side of the Yarden. He was not able to expand toward the west, because that was in the direction of the Yarden and the rest of the Shvatim. Also to the north and south he could not expand, because that was the land belonging to Reuven and Chatzi Shevet Menashe. Therefore Moshe blessed him to expand to the east. Kilavi Shochein, he dwells like a lion, which means, since he lived bordering the other nations, he had to be strong like a lion to fight them off. The Torah Zeroya Af Kodkoid, he will be so strong that he will be able to tear off the arm and the head of the enemy in one blow. Vayar, and God saw fit, Rashis Loi, that the first conquering of Eretz Yisrael should belong to him. He took his chelek in the land of Sichon Va'oig. Kisham, because over there in the land of Sichon Va'oig, Chelkas is the burial plot, Mechoikek, of Moshe, who is called the Mechoikek, the lawgiver. Sophon, it was hidden. Moshe's burial place was hidden from all creatures. Like the pasuk says further, V'loyoda ish es kivurasai, nobody knew where Moshe was buried. And although Shevet Gad received their portion already in the land of Sichon Va'oig, still they went over the Yarden to fight with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Vayesei Roshei Om, and the Bnei Gad came in front of the nation, they went in front of all the other soldiers to fight. Tzidkas Hashem also, they did a tzedakah, a righteousness with Hashem, u'mishpatov, and his mishpat im Yisrael with Klal Yisrael. Tzedakah is lefnimishur sadin, beyond the letter of the law. Mishpat is that which is required. Mitzad hadin, they only had to stay in Eretz Yisrael for 7 years, the years of conquering. However, they went lefnimishur sadin and stayed an additional 7 years, the years of the dividing of Eretz Yisrael. U'mishpat avim Yisrael, the mishpat that they did with Klal Yisrael was staying for 7 years, and sitkas Hashem also, the righteousness they did with Hashem, was to stay the extra 7 years, the years of the Chalukah. According to the Pshat that we just said, Vayesei is referring to God. Vayesei and God went before the nation. However, Rashi brings down a second Pshat that Vayesei is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayesei Roshayom, Moshe went before the nation. When Klal Yisrael went to war against Sichon Va'oig, Moshe went in front of them to lead them. Sitkas Hashem also, Moshe did sitkis with Hashem, u'mishpatov im Yisrael, and taught the mishpatim to Klal Yisrael. According to this pshat, from Vayesei and on is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. From the pasuk over here that says Kisham Chelkas Mechokek Sofun, it is mashma that Moshe was buried in the chelik of God. However, we see later in the parasha that Moshe died on Har Nevoi, which was in the portion of Shevet Reuven. The Gemara in Sota Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis addresses this question and says that Moshe died on Har Nevoi in the chelik of Reuven, and then Hashem transported him to be buried in the chelik of God. Zokt Rashi Pasuk Chof, Baruch Marchiv God, blesses the one who broadens God. Melame, this comes to teach us. Shehei Tchumei Shel God, that the boundaries of God, Marchiv Ahoylech Klapei Mizrach, expanded toward the east. Kelavi Shochein, he dwells like a lion. Lefi Shehei Samach Lesvar, since he lived near the border, Lefikach, therefore, Nimshal Ka'arayos, he is compared to a lion. Shekol Asmuchim Lesvar, Tzrichim Lias Gibarim, because anybody who lives near the border must be strong in order to fight off the enemies. The Torah of Zeroya af Kodkoid, and he will tear off the arm and the head. Harugeim hoyu nikarim, the ones that they killed were identifiable. Chaytchim harosh imazroya b'maka achas, because the Bnei Gad were able to cut off the head and the arm with one blow. Zakrashi vayar reishis loy. Ra'a, the Bnei Gad saw fit litoy loy chelik be'eret sichon va'oig, to take their portion in the land of sichon va'oig. Shehu reishis kibush ha'oretz, which was the first of the capturing of the land. Kisham chelkas mechoykek. Kiyoda, because the Bnei Gad knew, asher sham benachalosoy, because over there in the nachala of sichon va'oig, chelkas sodeh, is the portion of the field, kivuras mechoykek, of the burial place of the mechoykek, the lawgiver, v'hu Moshe, which is Moshe. And that is why they wanted the land of sichon va'oig. Sofon, oise chelka sefuno utmuna mikol beria. This plot was hidden from all creatures. Shenema, like the pasuk says further, v'lo yoda ish es kivurasoy, and nobody knew the burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayese God, and God came, roshe om, in front of the nation, heim hoyu holchim lefnei hacholotz b'kibush ha'oretz. They went before the armed soldiers by the capturing of Eretz Yisrael. Lufisha hayu giborim, because they were very mighty. V'chein hu omer, and so does the pasuk say in Bamidbar Lamed Beis, v'atem tavru chalutim lefnei achechem, and you shall go over the Yarden armed before your brothers. Tzidkas Hashem osa, they did a righteousness with Hashem, sheheminu divrehem, they fulfilled their words, v'shamru havtechosom, and they kept their promise, la'avor es hayarden, to cross over the Yarden, until the time that Eretz Yisrael was captured and divided. According to this first pshat, Vayese is referring to Bnei Gad. Davar Acher, another pshat, Vayese Moshe Roshe Om. Moshe went out before the nation. Tzidkas Hashem also, Moshe did tzidkas with Hashem. Al Moshe Omor, the whole end of this pasuk is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu and not to Bnei Gad.